The Call of Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft. Of such great powers or beings, there may be conceivably a survival of a hugely remote period when consciousness was manifested, perhaps in shapes and forms long since withdrawn before the tide of advancing humanity. Forms of which poetry and legend alone have caught a flying memory and call them gods, monsters, mythical beings of all sorts and kinds. Algernon Blackwood. Part 1. The Horror in Clay. The most merciful thing in the world, I think, is the inability of the human mind to correlate all its contents. We live on a placid island of ignorance, in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far. The sciences, each straining in its own direction, have hitherto harmed us little, but some day the piecing together of dissociated knowledge will open such terrifying vistas of reality and our frightful position therein,